Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's broadcast is a rebroadcast because of the holiday today. I trust that you're having a great day. This is a rebroadcast of one of Evangelist Jacqueline Mays' messages to you from the Word of God. God bless you. Again, this is a rebroadcast of Straight to the Point. God bless you, darling.
And I know what time is. Cause time stood still. Bodies were healed. Families restored. Because we stay here in the presence of the Lord, and no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound, but I'd give up everything for this treasure of mine. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. Stay. I don't want you to go.
I'm the only one who has the burning heart. Would you say, I want more?
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready, Evangelist Mays. Hey, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. This is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Anderson. Our special host tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. She'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for joining us. Quick announcements. Hey, the number, 347. I want you guys to be texting out the number right now, 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. Yeah. Absolutely. Y'all get excited. Get excited. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be tweeting that out. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all points north on the networks, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. This is Straight to the Point with our special guest tonight. Host is Evangelist Jackie Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time tonight. We want to encourage you to be excited and get ready for the word, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point. We got another song coming up right after these claps. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. So stay with me. I'm broken before you. Please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have you. Stay with me. I lift my heart to thee. You are my high victory. I can't imagine life without you. So stay with me. Oh Lord, stay with me. Stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on, Lord, me.
I'm broken before you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't leave me alone.
You know that I'm empty.
lift up your voice and cry out to him. Lift up your voice and cry out to him. I give you my will. I give you my will. For somebody that he can find that's in the right posture that will make heaven move on their behalf. I need somebody. I know we're recording, but I need you to get up out of your seat. If you gotta walk around, you walk around. But I need you to open up your mouth and begin to pull on God tonight. Get in the right posture. Get in the right posture. You gotta understand is every time you open up your mouth and worship, worship is an automatic, it is an automatic a signal to the angels to do whatever it is that God has instructed them to do on your behalf. I wonder if there's somebody out here who will signal the angels tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we're going to go right to Evangelist Jackie Mae. Sister Jackie, you are up right now. Woo!
My. Good God Almighty. Woo! What a mighty God. Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, if that don't make you want him to stay, honey, then I don't know what will. Woo, my God. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody out there in radio land, somebody ought to pull your car over to the side right now and get out and give God some praise. My God, what an awesome, awesome, awesome two songs that we have just heard. Amen, amen, amen. My God. Listen. I want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. I want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. Need I say anything more? We are Straight to the Point. We are a prophetic broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. We deal with real issues. We deal with the issues of the world as of now. We deal with your issues, my issues. Come on. Amen. We are straight to the point. And we want to welcome you tonight to Straight to the Point to another, I don't want to call it another episode. I want to call it another experience with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because that is what we are exercising here on this broadcast, is an experience, my God, and an encounter with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So we want to welcome you in. We want to give homage tonight to the visionary of this amazing broadcast, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, the visionary of this particular broadcast. We do thank God for her tonight. We thank God for the man behind the scenes, Dr. Vaughn, that handles everything. My God, I'm telling you, we give homage unto him tonight. But most of all, we want to give glory and honor unto our King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our Almighty God, our Prince of Peace, our Lord that healeth, our provider, our protector. We give him glory and we give him honor on this night. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We do thank God. Amen. Come on, y'all. Hey, come on. If you're on this side of the dirt, you're breathing. You better be giving God. You better be praising him tonight. You better be thanking him tonight, I'm telling you, because so many can't have that opportunity. So it's a grace that God has given us to be able to come before him one more time. Come on, folks. One more time and say, thank you. Lord, I thank you for another day. The Bible says, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. My God, we have a lot to be glad for. We have a lot to be thankful for this day. Hallelujah. Especially in the times that we are living in now, we have so much to be thankful for. And I thank God. I truly do. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God because he's absolute and he is true unto his every word. He says in his word, I watch over my word to see that it be performed. In other words, he's watching. And the eyes of the Lord is in every place, my God, in every place that he is watching to see his word be performed. Because he says, I am not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I would have to repent. So if he said it, can take it to the bank, baby. He going to make good on it. So we thank God tonight for the absolute word of the Lord. We thank God that we have a God that we can depend on. We have a God that we can put all of our trust in. We have a God that we can, somebody say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Oh, you can put everything you got in this basket, honey. You ain't going to lose in this one. So we thank God. Hallelujah. I am excited. If you don't know, let me just tell you, I am so excited to be here tonight on Straight to the Point. I'm so glad for this opportunity to come before you once again. Amen. I find it a privilege and an honor to be here tonight. Look, Dr. Henderson could have chose anybody in the world. And when I say anybody in the world, trust, she could have chose anybody, but God blessed her heart to choose me tonight to be here tonight. I'm so grateful, and I do not take it lightly. I thank you so very much for the privilege. And I want to give homage to our artist tonight. We had William McDowell, amen, glory to God, my God, with the artist song of Stay. 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 Amen. And then, you know, I love the Lord, and I know you do too, those of you that are listening. I love the Lord. I love to praise him. I love to worship him. I love what happens when I'm in his presence. So therefore, I want to make an atmosphere conducive always for him to come. But when they come tonight with that stay, you don't have to come and leave. Jacqueline Carr said, you don't have to leave. You can stay forever. And so tonight, our theme is kind of stay. Stay. You know, and the artist said it all. It's in the presence of the Lord. And if you can ever invoke the presence of the Lord, whatever you do, and pay a close attention, I want to tell you, pay close attention, whatever you do to invoke the presence of the Lord, you want to mark it down, honey, because you want to keep doing that thing. Because you can never get enough of the presence of the Lord. I'm telling you, when you get to that place, you don't want to leave and you don't want it to leave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As they were singing, you know, I had this thought. You might say it's a crazy thought or whatever. But, you know, sometimes ministers, we like to connect things with different things. But I'm going to do a little connect the dot here and give you a little bit of a scenario right quick. And I want to take you back to when you're in love with somebody, and I mean you really, 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 really in love with them, mostly probably in your younger years, maybe your first time falling in love, and you fall in love with this person, or and, you know, as time gets going or whatever, and things may get a little shaky, maybe you're having a little bit of a disagreement or a little shaky time in the relationship. And that other person decides to say something like, well, I'm just leaving. I'm walking out on you. That's it. I'm done. But you really love them so much. You know, you didn't argue. You didn't say your little nasty words and things that you really didn't mean. You know what I'm saying? Somebody out there know what I'm talking about. But when they start to grabbing their things and putting clothes and things in the bag and saying, I've had it. That's it. I can't take it no more. I'm out of here. And then going out that door, you may be still running your mouth a little bit tough until they get to that doorknob and turn that doorknob. There's somebody on here know what I'm talking about. And everything in you changes, and you know that they're serious. I have known, and this is funny, I have known women and men on their knees and hands begging, please don't go. Please don't go. Stay. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just stay. Just don't leave. Just don't leave. You know, and so I was kind of reminded of that little bit of a scene when they were singing, especially Ja'Kalyn Carr, when she was singing about, stay, I don't want you to leave. You know, you don't have to leave. And that's how we get when we get in the presence of the Lord. When you get a taste of my God, of God and his presence, you don't ever want to be nowhere else but right there. My God, somebody ought to say yes right there. My God. In his presence, in his presence. The Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy. But not only is that in his presence there is peace. There is healing. Come on, somebody. There's deliverance. There is just such a calmness in his presence. There's no worries, no problems, no issues at all. It just wipes away everything. And all you want to do is just adore him. Just love on him, and you don't want his presence to ever leave. You don't. Not only do you not want his presence to ever leave, you don't never want to leave it. Amen. And so today I want to talk about the presence of the Lord. I want to talk about the importance of the presence of the Lord. I want to talk about the things that invoke the presence of the Lord and how you can get the presence of the Lord to dwell in your dwelling place and never, ever leave. The Bible said that praise is calmly amongst God's people. And he said he dwelleth. He dwelleth in the praise. So there's a praise and a worship and a position that you can get to that sets an atmosphere for the presence of the Lord to come. And when he comes, it's that thing that draws him to come. That thing that draws him to come is the worship that you give him, the love out of your heart that comes up to him. And he says, oh, I'm so familiar with that. I want that. I like that. And he rushes that in because that's why he created us, is to glorify him. He created us to worship him. He created us to honor him and to reverence him. So when he hear it, and sometimes it's a sound. When he feel it, sometimes it's a feeling. When he sense it, sometimes it's in the atmosphere. He's right there immediately. And so we can present that kind of an atmosphere all the time because, you know, the Bible tells us God don't look at the outer appearance. But some people, sometimes you think that it's what you do that gets God's attention. It's not what you're doing that gets God's attention. It's the condition of your heart. It's the condition of your heart. And when God sees a worshiping heart that loves him, in spite of. You know, because sometimes you can have chaos in your life and you can have everything around you falling apart in your life, and there's really no reason or rhyme for you to be worshiping like you do or praising God or loving him like you do. But because it's in your heart, you just do it. Because the Bible said, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaking. So in other words, whatever is going on the inside is going to show up outwardly. It's going to fill the atmosphere where you are. And so if worship and love for God is in your heart, it's going to draw his presence unto you, because that's what evokes his presence, is the love that you have for him in your heart. Because when you love him from your heart, you obey him. You keep his commandments. You show him that you love him. It's not something you say. It's what you are manifesting by your worship, by your praise, by your obedience. Your obedience to his word, your obedience in your giving, your obedience in loving someone else. Those kinds of things evoke the presence of the Lord. And I'm telling you, David had it right. David got that thing together. I'm telling you, no matter what David done, David knew when he sinned and when he messed up, he knew that the glory was going to leave. Amen. He knew that the glory would leave and he was dead. And I totally get it. You know, In Psalms 51, and I believe it's around about the 11th verse, maybe the 10th verse, and he said to him, cast not away from me your presence. He said, don't take your spirit from me. So he knew the importance of it, but he knew he had been messed up and done some things. But David was smart enough to humble himself and to come down and say, God, I sinned against you. God, I messed up, but I'm begging you, please, don't take your presence away from me. Because he understood the importance of God's presence. When God removed his glory, good God Almighty, away from you, you like a city with no walls. Come on, somebody. You are an open target unto the enemy. So you need him for protection. You need his presence. Hallelujah. To fortify you, to protect you, to provide for you. Because see, God is going to honor his word. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. But when you separate yourself from the presence of the Lord, he's no longer obligated unto that word, because you violated the covenant. You have violated the contract. But there is, my God, a way to get him to change his mind. David knew very well how to get God to change his mind. David would humble himself. David would come down and repent. David would turn evil away. David would worship God in such a way that he would say, I can't without this kind of a worship. I can't without him. I'm going to go ahead and forgive him, and I'm coming back. Because that kind of a worship has evoked me to come. That's where I live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so David understood that. So David had a way to touch God in ways that would cause his presence to show up in such great and enormous ways. Until, you know, it kind of was an example unto us that if you can do it like David did, repent. Humble yourself. Come down. When you know that there's something wrong, there's a disconnect, there's a separation, you want to hurry up and say, wait. The presence is not here like it normally is. Let me check myself. Let me trace myself. Let me see what's going on here in my life. Let me see what's going on in my heart. Let me do a heart check and make sure my heart is clean. Let me make sure my spirit is right. You got to do a checklist on yourself, because you don't ever want to be without the presence of the Lord. My God, that ain't no joke, folks. I'm telling you. You want to be able to check yourself and trace yourself. And then let's go over to Psalms 27. God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 27 and 4. And David says again, one thing, Lord, have I desired that I seek after. He said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple. See, it's important. It's important to take time. It's important to take time. Nothing, and I mean nothing, should be precedent over your God, over the presence of God. because you need him for protection. You need him for provision. You need him for strength. You need him for peace. You need him for joy. You need him to fulfill everything in you. God never created us for himself not to be necessary in our life. It is necessary for him to be in us, to dwell in us, to live in us, to live around us, in our environment, in our atmosphere, wherever you may be, in your home, induce the environment of praise and worship, that the Holy Spirit may dwell in your home, even on your job. Carry such a spirit of obedience and light unto your job, till the presence of the Lord follows you to your job, even in your everyday activities, every event that you're, you know, associated with. Remember, never ever leave without the presence of God, because God loves worship. He loves praise. He loves obedience. He loves a humble spirit. He loves when we give. He loves when we love like he loves. He loves when we have compassion. He loves when we're kind to people. He loves it when we use wisdom and know when to be quiet and know when to talk. He loves when we pay attention to him and listen to his voice and obey his voice. He loves it. And that's where he'll come and dwell, and his presence will be there. And then when you experience that kind of a presence, all you can do is what the songwriter said is stay. Ask him, please stay. You don't ever have to leave. You can stay here. And the fruit that you want him to say, amen, the fruit that you want him to say is in the condition of your heart. The condition of your heart is going to be the proof, because God never looks upon the outer appearance. Sometimes we can look like we're worshiping so well, especially in church settings. You know, we got it down pat. You know, we've been in the church for a long, long time, many of us, and we know how to look like we're worshiping good. We have worship leaders that just do every note perfectly, look like they're worshiping good, but they ain't even hit worship at all, you know, because their heart condition is so far away from what God requires until he's not even visiting that place. Sometimes you go into, and I don't mean to bash, you know, anybody, you know, I'm just making an example that sometimes how we think we're really doing something, and if you're not touching God, if you're not touching him, you're just wasting your time, and you're wasting the people's time around him. So it's so important to be sure to check your heart, trace your heart, trace your steps. Let me see, am I pleasing unto God? I didn't say man. I didn't say people. I didn't say, you know, somebody. But is God pleased with me? Is my heart clean? Is my heart pure before God? What does God require of me? And then you want to try to work on that, because the Bible said, let every man work out his own salvation. You can't be trying to pluck nothing out of somebody else's eye and you got beans in. And when you really get down to it and find out, you know, when God really starts to work on you, you don't really have a lot of time to worry about what nobody else is doing, because God will show you some stuff about yourself that will take up all the rest of your life to be working on yourself. You ain't got time to be looking at what somebody else ain't done. You know, you just got to work on yourself, because the Bible said, let every man work out his own salvation. Amen. So listen, I wanted to stop in real quick tonight. I got so excited about this word when I really was into it and got into it and thought about the presence of the Lord and how to evoke the presence of the Lord and how to get him to stay, you know, to stay. You don't want the presence of the Lord to come today and then for 2-3 weeks you don't, and then it come back again, you know, a month later. You know, when things are really bad, you want him to be able to be consistent in his presence, consistent with living with you. You know, if you marry a spouse, you don't want somebody that's going to be in and out. You don't want somebody that's going to come every now and then, you know, and not be there and stay with you, you know, through thick and thin, through everything that you go through. You know, neither does you want the presence of the Lord. You want it to be consistent. When you make a covenant, you want to be there all the way till the end. You don't ever want that covenant to break. And so I want to encourage you tonight to get yourself in a position and a posture that evokes the presence of the Lord, that he will come and dwell forever. Amen. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines right now and give you a chance to experience, amen, the presence of the Lord, and comment whatever, you know, God lay on your heart. If you want prayer, amen. The lines are open. Dr. Bond.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us or just, I'm just trying to figure out who this awesome person is. That's Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. Yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that Sister Jackie is being heard in 5 different countries right now, ladies and gentlemen. 5 different countries.
Hallelujah.
Over 150,000 people are going to be hearing this later on as well. So we thank God for the opportunity for the word to go forth and the excitement from Evangelist Jacqueline Mays.
Yes.
Thank you so
God
much.
Bless you all.
Amen. Now, Sister Jackie, I know Sister Sarah is excited. We're going to go straight to Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, welcome. I know she's fired up.
Well,
God
bless you, woman of God. I'm excited on tonight. You know, when you said, well, what's in the Word of God?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the Word of God is you have to work out your own soul salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And working out, and it's so amazing how I was just, my daughter and I was having Bible study together earlier today. And I was like, sweetie, I said, whether I'm here today or tomorrow, whatever the Lord's decided on doing with my life, remember, you have to work out your own soul salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the lesson on today. So I am so excited, and I'm thankful for you, woman of God, that he's giving you just the grace and the mercy to want to share with other people the knowledge of God.
Amen. Amen, and God bless you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in every week. God bless you.
God bless you too, woman of God. And keep my daughter in prayer as she goes through with nursing. She's
Oh,
boy. Her desire is to be a nurse. So I'm praying through it.
Yes. Well, let's come in agreement for her right now. Is she in school?
She's getting ready to start back up. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's come in agreement concerning that. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we thank you for this young lady, God. We thank you for her desires. Father, you said when a man's ways or a woman's ways please you, God, that you would give her the desires of her heart. And Father, you see that she desires to have compassion and to be a help unto people, God. And we thank you, Father, for the desire that is in her. Father, we ask you right now to strengthen her, to give her favor in all the right places with all the right people in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we decree divine connections, God, that she may link up and connect with all the right people that you have chosen in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, for your blood covering up over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, God, that you would allow her to go through this training and this teaching, God, with no stress, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, open up her heart and open up her mind of wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let her be the top of her class. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let her light shine, God, bright in the dark world. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her reflect you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, Father, open up the doors for her that no man can shut. In the name of Jesus, and every door that don't need to be opened, shut that door. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, God, that you anoint her, God, anoint her, and anoint her hands, Father, for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we definitely give you the praise. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Yes. God bless you, woo! Woman of God. And watch and see what God will do. Watch and see what God will do. Amen.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. And as always, keep doing what the Lord wants, what the Lord has ordered you to do, because he's got an awesome work.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that.
All right. Love you
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Love you as well. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
thank you.
You
so much. Amen, Sister Sarah. Thank you so much, and give love to your daughter as well, of course. Thank you so much, my sister. Amen. You know, Sister Jackie and everybody on the planet, we better stop playing,
yes.
man. I'll tell you that much. We better stop playing with the word, folks. Y'all better still exercising the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now.
Yes,
on.
Yes.
Y'all
Amen.
Stop playing with the word, y'all. You better believe the word. Come on now. Believe the word.
Believe the word.
Right.
Hey,
ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen. This, yes, man. This is straight to the point. Hey, Sister Evangelist, we got, you know we got to bring on the Hembricks. Brother Hembricks up right now. Hey, hey, Brother
yes.
Hembricks. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, it's nothing like being on straight to the point. There's always a word to hear that God has spoken today that just blesses our souls. I mean, God is just, I'm telling you, there's something special about being straight to the point. I just like
Ooh,
the name.
I'm telling
you. Straight,
yeah.
Boy, I'm, yeah. I mean, God just gives you something, and it just, boom, it comes right at you. And, you know, and you'd be surprised if it touches somebody else. Maybe you,
yes.
maybe they might not be lying tonight, but maybe they might be listening later on. But it's going to touch them. It's going
Ooh,
to touch
yes,
them from
Lord.
The depth of their soul to the bottom of their heart, because the word is the word, and the word is from the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. God
Amen.
Is the word, and he is the word. God, I'm telling you, God is good. It's just so worthy to be praised, and it is just so good, once again, to be on the line. Just to hear the word of God, just to hear the songs that are played before the word is spoken, it just really just gets right into your heart and just gets right down to your sanctified soul and just brings something out of you. You know, it's just a powerful. this is a Monday night. Don't miss Monday night wherever you might be. Always
Amen.
On night, because you never know what word God has got for you. You know, it
Amen.
Might be a song, a word, might be a prayer, might be anything. God got a word. When you come on Monday nights on Straight to the Point, God has something for you to take with you that's going to hold you for the rest of the week. So I just give God the honor and give God the praises. And God is just awesome. God is just so awesome.
Oh,
he's
yes,
a,
he is.
He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He can make things, even make things happen out of nowhere. God is just awesome. I just get so excited about the word of God and everything. I mean, God, excuse me for coughing. I've been like this for a while now. Get this cough I got. But I'm praying, and, you know, sometimes it gets a little better, and then they want to come and try to attack me. But the devil's alive, because God got control of this. God got completely total. And I just want to thank you tonight for that powerful word tonight. God bless you. God upon you.
Amen. God bless you as well, Elder Hembrick. Thank you so much for coming. And, Father, we pray right now for his health in the name of Jesus. Father, as we lift him up, Father God, I pray your angels of healing to visit him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, touch his respiratory system. Touch his lungs, Father. In the name of Jesus, we command his body to line up with the word of the living God. Father, I thank you that it's by your stripes that he is healed, Father. I thank you no disease, no illness, no virus, no sickness, no cold, no flu, no weapon that has been formed against him. It shall not prosper.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus,
in
I take authority over you right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I command you, I cast you from him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, and I decree that he is healed, Father. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
strengthen his body, God. Strengthen him, Lord. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you because you are faithful to your word. Because you are true to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you tonight, God. We bless you for the man of God in the name of Jesus.
My God.
And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
my
glory.
Oh, glory to God. Mandala my feet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. My
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yeah. Glory.
Ooh, yes, God. That's it. Praise him. That's it.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. You are unstoppable. Ain't no cough, no flu, or nothing the enemy trying to throw at you. It ain't going to work. It
Amen.
Is not going to work.
I receive, I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mandala.
Jesus. My God. Jesus.
Amen. Ooh. You be encouraged and keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop for nothing. Don't stop.
Amen. Amen.
Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless,
God bless
the wife.
You.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Hembrick. Thank you so much, Evangelist. I know the word says it. Two or three gather in his name. They can ask anything in his name, and it shall be done. Oh,
Amen.
Love it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all need to use the word. You also need to speak the word each and every day in your life. That's what Evangelist has shared with us tonight. Speak that word. Speak it. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Evangelist, back to you. Thank you so much.
Yes, I was sitting there while I was praying with Elder Hembrick. I could think of this song. I don't even know, but one little part of it, it says, God can do anything. God can do anything. And that's what I want to let the radio land know tonight, that God can do anything. There is nothing too hard for God. No matter what you are facing, what stands before you, God can do anything. So don't be moved by what you may be going through. Don't be moved by any circumstance or any opposition, any mountain, my God, that may be standing in your way. Don't flinch. Don't back down. Don't move. Don't get discouraged. Know that you serve an awesome and a mighty God, and that there's no one and nothing greater than him. And he has already overcome everything that you would ever face. Don't weaken. Don't back down. Stand your ground. God can do anything. God can do anything. So we thank God. Amen. God bless you all so very much. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. For those of you that will be listening back to the replay, God bless you. And I pray that this message blesses you and ignites you and gets you in such an environment in the presence of the Lord. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, this is going to be so awesome. Yes. Amen. So we praise God tonight for another night of experience with the Holy Spirit. Amen. For God to come in and stay in. This is straight to the point. We know this is the place where God lives. Amen. And I say it again, this is where God lives. So anytime you come to Straight to the Point on Monday night, you're going to have an experience with God. You're going to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And when you leave this life, you're going to have something that's going to stick to you. You know, back in the day, they used to say, we want some meat and bread. We need something that's going to stick to our ribs, stick to us. This is going to stick to you, and you'll be able to use this throughout the week. You'll be able to use this again, I'm telling you, this is reusable. My God. This is a reusable tool that you can use. And so we thank God, amen, we thank God for the anointing that rests upon this particular ministry. And we know Dr. Henderson, we know Dr. Henderson carries the oil of the anointing. And she is the visionary of this line. She is the head of this line. So we know that the oil will flow every time we meet on this line. And so thank you so very much for joining us tonight. Amen. What an awesome, what another awesome night to be able to come and to share the word of the Lord with you. Listen, my name is Evangelist Jacqueline Mays, and I thank God for you all. I love you all, and I pray that you would have an splendid week and a splendid night with the presence of the Lord. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. And before I go, listen, I just want to tell you to forgive and to forgive quickly. Love and love hard. And always, always, always pray. Always pray. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Blow my mind. Blow my mind. You can do it. Blow my mind. Do the impossible. Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them.
Blow my mind.
Oh God, you can blow. You have the ability, God, to
blow my mind.
Oh, do the impossible.
The impossible.
I have not seen. Ears have not heard. What you have in store. Come on, raise that with us.
I have not seen.
Oh,
ears have not heard.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Hey.
What you have.
Somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind. I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind. God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow my mind. We're in position now, God. You can blow my mind. Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. Oh, but God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, hey.
God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Oh, you're able.
God can do anything.
You're strong enough, God. You're big enough, God.
God can do anything.
Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard?
somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything. You can do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. He is able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare that my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
That the miracle worker is in this room, and somebody came in here today needing a miracle in your life. Well, I got a testimony this morning. About a year and a half ago, I was ministering on a stage in Virginia, and I was at a school called Liberty University, and the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship, and on the way back down, they got into a car accident. One of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors. And he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations. And we all begin to lift up one God. His name is Jesus. And as we begin to declare that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, they told me that the student, they were airing that worship service in her bed, in her hospital bedroom. And as they begin to watch, we started saying, I hear the chains falling. And the more we declared, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. And they're breaking off of Ruthie's life now. Because God, you are a healer. Her name was Ruthie. The teacher came back to me. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I have a text message I need to show you. He said, as we begin to worship today, I got this text message from Ruthie's mom, who said, as we begin to declare that the chains were breaking, she began to move her leg. So let me give you some clarity here. The doctors told her mother that her brain activity would never respond and would never recover the way that it had before. The doctors told her mother that it was a strong possibility that she would never walk again. But God can do anything. I'm talking to some people in this room. The enemy has tried to tell you that that situation is impossible for God, and he can't touch that, and so you put that thing on the back burner. But I came to declare that God can do. So 2 days ago, I got a DM in my Instagram. It said, hi, my name is Ruthie. She said, a year and a half ago, you came to Liberty University, and I was the student who received the miracle. And she said, I just want to come to Greenville, South Carolina, to hug your neck, because God used you to help save my life. Ruthie, can you come up here for a minute? I declare that Ruthie is walking, that Ruthie is talking, that Ruthie has all use and activity of her limbs, because we serve a God who can do anything but fail. Somebody lift up your eyes, tell the God can do anything. I need somebody to raise up a praise. Lift up your voice and declare it. God can do anything. If you're sick in your body, we have a living witness right here in front of us that God is a God who still heals. And we call on Jehovah Rapha in this room. If you needed an example, he calls an example to walk right up in this door for you. I declare that God is healing bodies, that cancer has to shrink, that diabetes has to go, that migraine headaches have to go. By the power that's in the name of Jesus, we speak to liver disease, and we command you to leave. We speak to every tumor, every cyst in the name of Jesus, and we command you to be healed. Somebody lift up a worship if you believe he's a God who does it. God can do anything. God can do anything. Hey, oh yes he can. God can do anything.
God can do anything.
I have no
fear.
Everybody on planet Earth, yes, our God can do anything. You better give him some praise, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Straight to the Point. Amen. We thank you so much for joining us tonight with host Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to hearing and seeing you next time on the network, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every Monday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lord willing, we'll be back with you next Monday, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. And welcome to... Bye-bye.